This episode is brought to you by Sand Concepts. Smell your way to happiness with Sand Concepts. Sand Concepts is a fragrance house specializing in daily aromatherapy essentials to enhance and elevate your overall wellness. Their products include essential oil blends, diffusers, hand-poured candles, and sanitizers that are kept at pocket-friendly price. Their beautiful fragrance, Eclipse, Starlight, Twilight, and Moonlight, are sourced from France, and they are handcrafted by their in-house chemist that's bound to keep you feeling and smelling incredible all day. So what are you waiting for? Do go to www.scentconcepts.co to find out more. Starting a business is a big challenge, and not everyone succeeds on their first try, nor are they consistent in achieving their goals. Well, to get your idea off the ground and turn it into a successful business, you have to be. Therefore, in this episode, this fellow entrepreneur and I have your back. Hi, my name is Rayson Chu, and I'm your host for The Legacy Show, and really, really amazing because tonight, we've invited an amazing entrepreneur. His name is none other than Shane Sams. Okay, Shane is one half of the dynamic duo at FlipLifestyle.com together with his wife, Jocelyn, and the Sams family. And they have actually built an online membership business that generates hundreds of thousands of dollars per year in profit while only requiring a few hours of work per week. And now they are helping other families build and grow online memberships of their own. And not just that, this guy is really amazing because he has been featured on numerous publications and podcasts such as Forbes, Huffington Post, Business Insider, Entrepreneurs on Fire, and so much more. Well, without further ado, let's welcome this amazing entrepreneur into the podcast. Woohoo! All right. Hey, Shane.
What's up, Rayson?
Welcome to the podcast.
Well, how you doing, man? You ready to rock?
Oh,
ready to do this?
Yeah, all right. Yes, I am. And
me too, dude.
How have you been? How have you been?
All good, man. I got up this morning and took my kids to school and went for a walk, took a nap, and now I'm talking to you. So it can't get any better than that, right? It can't get any better
right,
than that.
Right, right, right. Oh, nice. Wow, it's really an honor to have you here. And earlier, before we actually spoke on the podcast, you actually told me that you're from Kentucky, right?
Yes, sir. Born and raised, remained a day in Southeast Kentucky, man. I always tell people we barely have English, all right? We barely have internet in Kentucky. So if I can make money online, anybody can.
Yes, you know I agree. I know what you're saying. And of course, you know, these days it's the internet age, man. It's the AI age. So I'm pretty sure a lot of people are able to earn. And of course, they are definitely curious about how you actually got there. And I'm also really curious on how you got there as well. And Shane, you know, can you share with the audience a little bit more about who you are and what you do?
Sure. Let me tell you a little bit about my background. I actually was not always an entrepreneur. I used to be a school teacher here in Southeast Kentucky. I taught U.S. history for about 10 years. I coached football on Friday nights. My wife, Jocelyn, she was also an educator. She was an elementary school librarian. And honestly, Rayson, man, I would probably still be on that path right now if something had not happened in my life. One day I found out there was something going on with my son. We used to take him to daycare every day. And we found out that there was actually a lot of bad things going on in this daycare center. The people there were punishing children in really harsh ways. We would find out later that that my son was actually being punished for potty training accidents. He was being locked in a bathroom for like hours at a time. There were other kids there. One lady in the newspaper, it said that they were holding kids down and sitting on them with beanbag chairs to punish them for being bad. And one morning, my son told me he was scared of one of his workers, and I couldn't really figure out why, but I knew I needed to investigate the situation. I got to work late that day because I was trying to figure out where to put my son. And I told my boss, I said, hey, I need to leave. I need to go investigate this situation. Something's going on. And the lady that I worked for basically looked at me and said, I know your son needs you, but your job needs you too. And you can't leave today. You're going to have to handle your personal problems after work. And it was in that moment that I realized I was working for someone else. I was giving my life away. I traded all my freedom for my paycheck. This person thought that they could tell me that my job was more important than my family. And that's when we made the decision that we would actually look for something else to do. So I started looking around for all kinds of jobs, couldn't figure anything out. And I actually discovered online business. I found out that people were taking their knowledge and their wisdom out of their head, out of their heart, out of their life, and into the internet, and using it to help other people solve problems. They were selling digital products, selling memberships. And so that's the spark that led me into online entrepreneurship. And I was a brutal failure in the beginning. Like the first few months, dude, were so hard. But after about 3 to 6, my wife figured out how to make money online. And that was how we were able to actually quit our jobs.
Wow. Okay. Oh, nice. I mean, it's not easy, especially like, you know, 3 to 6 months to figure things out. And then after that, start to earn a lot of money, which later on we're going to ask, I'm going to ask you more on that as well, on that method and formula or that secret that you have been actually sharing with the audience that you have in Kentucky and in every part, many parts of US, in fact, and probably around the world, because you are now online and you have been highly respected, I would say, as one of the top in your niche as well. And I'd like to, you know, ask you, who was the first person that you chanced upon that was actually doing great in that niche that you were actually pursuing?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you exactly how it happened. I was I'd actually tried a couple things offline. We tried to start a clothing store. I tried to be a handyman. None of this stuff was work. I'm not skilled at anything fixing, you know, around the house or anything like that. And I was really frustrated looking for an idea to start a business. And one day I went out to mow my grass. I got on my lawnmower and I was just riding around. And instead of listening to music, I started looking for business podcasts so that I could go out and try to learn something about business. And I stumbled across the Smart Passive Income podcast with Pat Flynn. Now, Pat Flynn is a major podcaster now, but this was really early. I mean, this was like before he had not even had 100 episodes of his podcast. Probably around 2012, I believe is when it was. And I started listening to this podcast. I was cutting my grass, just driving around in a circle, you know, doing my thing. And I heard Pat tell his story about how he lost his job. He was an architect and he started a blog on the side to try to make some money. And he started blogging about passing the architect licensing exam. And he made this study guide that was a PDF. And he had like a PayPal button or something on his, you know, his website. And if people clicked it, they could give him $19 and he would email them that study guide. And in the very first month, I'm listening to this podcast, he made like $7,900, like $7,900. He got 416 people to pay him $19 a month. And just the week or two before, I found this podcast. Me and my wife were riding out to see her grandparents out in Western Kentucky. And I looked over at my wife in the car and I said, Jocelyn, we only make $5,000 a month combined in our salaries. I make $2,500 a month. You make $2,500 a month. That's $5,000 a month. If we could just get 100 people to pay us $50 a month. I mean, there's 8 billion people on the planet. If I could just get 100 of them to give me $50, we could quit our jobs and we wouldn't have to go to work anymore. And we don't have to put our kids in daycare. We don't have to do any of these things. And when I heard this story on Pat's podcast, I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. Like, that's how I can get 100 people to give me $50 a month. So I ran inside. I jumped off my lawnmower, just left it out in the grass. And I went and told my wife, I discovered this thing called online business. You take your passions, your hobbies, your skills, your talents, or whatever it is you can do out of you. You put it on the internet, and if you can help people solve problems, they'll pay you for that information, that knowledge, and that wisdom. And she said, well, that's great, but you go and figure it out, and then if you can figure it out, I'll get on board. So I started building websites, I ended up making money. I ended up putting content out, and money came back. That proved the concept to Jocelyn. And then we looked at Pat's model of taking your knowledge, putting it into products, and selling it to a niche. And we started looking in our life at what we could do. And what we figured out was I was a school teacher. I was a U.S. history teacher. I was a football coach. Jocelyn was a librarian. So we started a website to sell lesson plans to librarians. So basically, we figured lesson plans could come in, or librarians could come in and pay us $50 a month, and they would have access to a lesson plan library, so they would never have to plan a lesson again. They could go home at 3:30, spend time with their kids, and every day they could show up, and we would have all their instructions for them. So the very Jocelyn launched a podcast. It ended up getting a couple hundred people listening to it. You know how a podcast is when you first started out, right? And so she had like 200, 250 people listening every week. We built this little bitty baby email list. And we asked them, would you pay for this if we created it? And they said yes. And we said, prove it. So we sent them a button and said, if you buy this, we'll make it. And if you don't, we won't. And in the very first month, we had about $2,500 made, where people had about 50 people decided that they would actually buy the product from us. So we launched that in August. The next month, we said, do you want the September's lesson plans? They said yes. So it was like $3,000. Yeah. By November, it was $5,000. By July of next year, we kept selling every month. By July of next year, we made $15,000 in a single month. In July of 2013, whoa. August, we made $36,000. And but it's not a lot of people hear that number and they think it's crazy, but that's only 700 and something people paying you $50. Right. So it's like, right. It's not astronomical numbers, but it was more money, man, than we made in a year as a school teacher. So, in September that year, we quit our job and, we started going full time online. We had launched two other websites at the time. We were launching, it was a football coaching playbook. Was one of them we launched. And then after that, we launched another lesson plan website called ushistoryteachers.com. We repeated the success and we thought, hey, man, okay. If we do this part time, we'll do it full time. And we quit our jobs and we've been full time ever since. So, yeah.
Well, nice. Well, especially, well, having websites selling lesson plans and especially like US history, I'm pretty sure. You know, there are definitely a lot of people who loves history that actually buy from you. And just wondering, who were the audience in that U.S. history?
Teachers.
Was it like teachers?
Teachers. Just teachers. The football coaches were only defensive football coaches. The playbook, we sold playbooks to coaches. Elementary librarians. People don't realize that librarians teach six classes a day. Like they have to teach first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, kindergarten. They teach reading, they teach literacy skills, they teach all those things. So they have to have lesson plans every day, and those are very time consuming to create. And history teachers have to teach every single day, and it's, you know, when you're trying to come up with instruction for 60 minutes in five classes every single day, you might be up till 7-8 o'clock at night planning your lessons for the next day. So it was all teachers that we went into. We just looked at, and this is how we teach our students now, like we just looked at what we already had. People think they have to reinvent the wheel or learn something new. No, we just decided, hey, I'm a teacher, I'll sell lesson plans. I'm a coach, I'll sell playbooks. Jocelyn's a librarian, she'll sell resources to librarians. We just dipped into who we already were, and then we took that out and solved those problems for other people who were like us. So yeah, it was all teachers in the beginning.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Man, this is amazing. Listening to how you actually pivot from being a teacher, full-time teacher and full-time librarian, and how you actually pivot to being an entrepreneur that's full-time and doing online business. It's really crazy. And I'm pretty sure, you know.
Yeah, it was crazy that first day. Like, I remember the first day we quit our job and, you know, I'd been working for like 10 years in the workforce, so did my wife, and we were home that day, and we woke up and we were looking around, we had nothing to do. The kids, we took them over to their grandparents' house so they could spend time with them that day. We come back home, we're sitting on the couch in robes at like 9 o'clock, and like all my teacher friends, we planned it on a day where everybody else was having to go to do professional development training, which is like the most boring, soul-sucking part of any kind of corporate or government job. And we were texting our friends like, we're at home, man, we're drinking coffee, I might go for a walk. and they were like I hate you. And it was like I was like Andy Dufresne, like in Shawshank Redemption, and I had escaped prison, right? Like, and I was in, like, that's how it felt the first day. And it was super jarring, like, not to have to go to work every day, man, after that. So yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Okay, well, this makes me miss Prison Break, and I'm gonna watch Prison Break again.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Understand. Wow. It's definitely. Once you find that freedom of yours, I'm pretty sure a lot of times all these teachers who wanted to this kind of freedom, but yet they can't get it, they can't have it, and their colleagues were actually having it. They are actually going for personal development courses in the school, but sure, you guys were at home drinking coffee and all. Wow, that's really, really admirable for all this all these people that envy this kind of lifestyle, in a sense.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. It was the business we built was super passive too. Like, we basically created all the resources and we put them in a membership site where people could come in and have digital access to them. We had a community like Facebook groups and then community forums where they could hang out with each other. And we were just, I mean, it was living the dream, dude. It was the legit 4-hour work week. But a couple things happened that changed the trajectory of what we did, because one, you know, everyone thinks they want a 4-hour work week until they get it. And then you realize you're bored out of your mind and you don't have anything to do. And there's only so many times you can go to the gym, go to the movies, or go shopping, right? And so we actually started looking for things that were more purpose-filled in our life. We started doing some other things. And then at one day, you know, when we quit our jobs in a small town in Southeast Kentucky, it was really weird. Like, nobody quits teaching in the middle of the year. That's a good job in Southeast Kentucky. You got benefits, you've got insurance, you've got all that stuff. So everybody in our life was freaking out. Like, my mom was mad at me for a while because she thought I'd thrown away my whole education and life, and they didn't know if we were on drugs or something. She didn't know what was happening. And then my friends all just started like asking us questions, like, what are you doing? Like, are you crazy? Like, you went to college, you got a job, like, what are you doing? You know? One of our friends, her name was Lindsay, she actually asked my wife Jocelyn, she said, how did you do that? How did you make that happen? I want to do that too. I want to stay home and homeschool my kids. If I could work at home, then I would be able to do that. Can you teach me how to make money in a different way so that I can go out and do this too? And so we said, sure, we've done it a couple of times. Let us teach you how to do it. And organically, we just taught Lindsay how to make digital products. We helped her get in front of an audience, and she started selling products, and she started making money. And she was able to quit her job. And when we saw what we could do for her and what we could do for her husband and what we could do for their family, we thought, hey, maybe we can teach this to other people and show real working families how to quit their job too. So we actually started another company called Flipped Lifestyle. And that's what we do today, where we teach people how to get their 100 people to pay them $50 a month, how to get 200 people to pay you $50 a month, you know, on the internet. Make $120,000 a year, quit your job, and have that life that you want to live. So that's how we got started with Flip Lifestyle and kind of took a different direction.
Nice. Well, amazing. You know, I recently watched, I think, your social media on Flip Lifestyle, and I happened to see her testimonial as well for Lindsay. And it was really amazing to see so many people that have been inspired by you and have impacted them with Flip Lifestyle, which we're going to talk a lot more about it later on. And I would like to ask you, right, Shane, is that while you were building your business up, I'm pretty sure you actually met some failures, which you mentioned a little earlier, right? And I just want to ask you, do you have a favorite failure of yours? And how has that failure or apparent failure set you up for later success?
Oh yeah, like the whole first few months was total failure, just total destruction. I mean, it was bad. Like, my first, I didn't know really what to do online. There's so many different ways that like people make money online. I didn't know the best way to make money online at the time. So I was just kind of throwing tons of mud on the wall. And I'll tell you, man, when I first started trying to build a website and I first started trying to get out there, like, I'm so jealous of the tools that people have available to them now, because back then we did not have that. I'm like at the bookstore buying books on HTML, dude, trying to figure out how to make WordPress and stuff, do what I wanted to do. And like, so I was, I'd launched all these websites and they were just miserable failures. Like the first one, I thought I could just be a dad blogger and I was going to be one of these travel bloggers or something. And my kids at the time were toddlers. So I started this website called Toddler Apocalypse. I still have a Facebook group. It's called Toddler Apocalypse. And I would just like try to take pictures and tell stories of my kids like doing crazy stuff around my house. And I thought I was going to be like the next big dad blogger or something. Like, and it was terrible. My website crashed all the time. Like I couldn't figure out how to make anything work. Nobody ever came to my website. It was just a disaster, man. It was really frustrating. The second website I did, it kept crashing. Everything kept breaking. But I love the initial failures that I had, because what I realized from that learning experience was every iteration that I made after that happened exponentially faster. So like when I first launched Toddler Apocalypse and I was trying to learn how to do all this website stuff, it was terrible. Like the first month or two, I never could figure anything out. And I finally got it stable for like a week. And then I realized this is a terrible idea. But when I had my second idea, what took me 2 months to do the first time took me 2 weeks the second time. And then that one didn't work out really good either. It was another bad idea. It was called Dad's Home Gym. And I was going to try to teach people how to like work out and stuff. But the problem was like, I wasn't in shape and I wasn't working out either. So stupid. But like, anyway, but I thought I was trying to do some keyword research there. But that, so that failed. But then the third idea, you know, I failed again. But the third idea, I was able to build it in 2 days. But because you can't unlearn this information once you get it. You just get faster. You just get better. You just get more efficient. So when I was finally able to launch something that did make money, I launched my a prototype website for what we ended up doing called U.S. History Worksheets, where I was giving away free worksheets, and then I was using Google Ads to get ad clicks. And that was where I made my first money online. I got some ad clicks out of that. And then once I realized that, even though it was just pennies, you know, getting at these ad clicks, I think my first ad click ever was 11 cents. That was my first money I ever made online, was a dime and a penny. Somebody clicked a Google ad on my website, right? But it proved the concept. And then when my wife got on board and we started looking at all these other businesses, we were able to start seeing the code of the matrix, right? It was like we saw behind the curtain, like, oh, I know how this works because I've failed 3 or 4 times. Now we built her website in a weekend. We launched her podcast in a week. We were able to build an audience in the first month because we knew how things were starting to work. So all those failures in the beginning start adding up, and they have exponential growth where you can start doing other things faster. And like now I can launch an income stream in a weekend and make money by Monday if I want to, because of all those failures. And I think most people, Rayson, here's the problem. They want to skip steps. You can't do that, man. This is just like it's the real world. You got to earn your stripes, right? Because once you start, you got to get that experience and get punched in the mouth a few times so you know when to dodge the uppercuts. You know when to dodge the jabs, and then you can go out and throw some haymakers of your own. So that was my initial failures in the beginning definitely led to our fast success, where the quote unquote overnight success that we experienced in the next year or two of our journey.
Yeah. True. Well, I agree with you on that, man. I mean, like going through all this is actually giving you some hindsight on what you should do next time so that you don't actually fail again, you don't make the same mistakes again. And I'm really curious, like just now you actually mentioned about overnight success. Do you really believe that there's such a thing called overnight success, where it takes 1 year or two to become successful, or it takes more than that?
You can definitely become successful in a year or two, for sure. I mean, but there's no such thing as like hitting the home run or winning the lottery because your website goes viral and things like that. Like, no, we actually have a saying that I teach in our community. It's be the glacier, not the prairie fire. You don't even want to be an overnight success, actually. You think you do because you're actually probably coming at your goals from desperation instead of inspiration. But, you know, if you think about a glacier and a prairie fire, like, you know, the forest fires we see on TV, right, in California, every year they get on the news and they're the first thing in the headline, and 1 million acres burned, and oh, it's so bright and it's so impressive and it's so crazy and it's so overwhelming. But then 2 weeks later, the fire burns out and we never hear about them again. until there's a next fire. That's an overnight success. That's usually what happens. Anyone I've ever seen achieve that, you know, first month, $1 million, blah, 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 they become a hot thing and then they fade away like the one hit wonder on the radio. But a glacier is built one snowflake at a time over eons. It is an unstoppable force moving straight ahead. That is a flowing river of rock and ice that cannot be stopped by anything. And that's really what you want. It's not about being there the quickest. It's about being there the longest. You don't want to get rich quick. Mm-hmm. You want to be wealthy forever. So, you know, I would even say, one, it's not true. You can't become an overnight success. There are a couple examples that go pick your lottery winner of choice. But the lottery winner usually spends all their money and they're broke in 5 years anyway, right? So earn your stripes, build out their experience, get the wisdom, and make your goal to be here longer than everybody else, not get there quicker than everybody else. And you're going to set yourself, your family up for a lot more success in the long run anyway.
Nice. Yeah, I agree. We cannot hit the home run within the first few months if we are just new in that spot, for example.
But if you do, God bless you. If you do, God bless you. But like, I don't see it happen that often. So I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Yeah. Okay, cool. And I would like to ask you, Shane, I'm pretty sure while you're building your business up, you have met a lot of mentors along the way. So can you share with us, like, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received from your mentors?
I got a lot of mentors, man. A lot of good advice. Well, okay, the one that I'll give you two examples. The first one is it doesn't have to be perfect, you know, and I my Kentucky language would say it ain't got to be perfect. Like, the people who farmers who wait for perfect weather never plant, right? You can't be looking at every cloud, looking at everything that could go wrong. And, you know, you can't do that. It doesn't have to be perfect. This is not your only chance. When you start swinging on the internet, like, even if you fail, you can just like reboot your website, start over. It, like, you can erase everything. And all you have to do to change your domain name is hit backspace a few times and type a new one in, right? Like, you can change anything at any time. And it ain't got to be perfect. You've got to get out there. You've got to swing. You got to come up with an idea. You've got to go try it. Let the market tell you if it will work. You're not going to be able to research it and analyze it and figure it out, before you try. I see so many people come in with their spreadsheets and they're going to analyze all their keywords and they're going to do all their analysis and they're going to launch the perfect business when they're ready and the branding, and they're spending 6 months on their logo. Nobody cares. All people care about is, can you solve their problems? You got to go start trying to solve people's problems. So, really from the beginning, especially just watching Pat Flynn, just it ain't got to be perfect. You got to go out there and you got to give it a shot. And then the second thing is a guy named James Schramko, one of my great mentors, one of my early mentors. He was just really rabid about get recurring revenue. Like, don't go out there trying to make $100,000 on $10,000 products that you ain't qualified to provide. Like, you know, that's for the people who've been in it for a while. Like, you got to go out and get 1,000 people to pay $20 a month. That's $20,000 a month, right? And build monthly memberships and recurring revenue from the beginning of your online business. Because what happens is, when you go out and, like, say you launch a product, race, and it's $10,000, a coaching product or whatever, teach people how to launch a podcast or something, right? If you go do that and you sell a couple of those, it's great. Oh, I made $20,000. You got to go find that next $10,000 client next month. You got to have an apparatus. You got to have a lot of audience. You got to have a lot of funnels. You got to have a lot of ecosystem set up to be able to make that $10,000 sale happen, right? Mm-hmm. But if you can go out and get 100 people to pay you $50 a month, you'll make $5,000 a month. You go get 200, you know, and here's what happens with monthly recurring members. They're going to pay you next month and the next month and the next month. So you can predict that out into the future, and you can know if you need to hire people. You can know you've got revenue coming in. So monthly recurring revenue is critical, not only in the beginning of every online business, like for any business we start, it's going to have a monthly component first. But also, I've sold a business. We actually sold that first website we had, elementarylibrarian.com, for over $1 million on a contract. So we sold that business, and the only thing that mattered in the valuation, period, was the monthly recurring revenue. They didn't care about new sales. All they cared about was how much does it make a month? And how automated is that process? So I'd say it ain't got to be perfect. And then come up with your idea and start a membership around it are the two best pieces of advice that we've ever had.
Nice. Okay. And cool. And Shane, I just want to ask you, right, you know, back when we were talking about you going from being a school teacher and your wife being a librarian, and then after that, a few months later, you guys started your own online business, and then after that, you guys go on board full time, right? So can you tell us, like, when did you know when is the right time to go all in with what you're doing?
Oh, well, I mean, the way we teach it is, the first thing you should do is replace your current monthly take-home pay. Once you're an entrepreneur, you can play with money and taxes and do that thing to kind of save some money. So, like, that's the very first thing we know. Like, that's your checkpoint. Like, you could do it, right? So for example, I made $2,500 a month as a school teacher in Southeast Kentucky. And my wife also made that. So that's $5,000 a month. So our first goal was to get 100 people to pay us $50 a month. Once we got to 5,000 a month, we knew then that we had a chance to quit our job because we could replace our income. Now, we could have kept going. We could have kept working at our full-time job and made $5,000 a month there and made $5,000 online. That's fine. You don't have to quit your job. But that's always our first checkpoint is, can you pay your bills? Can you replace that? Now, we did some things too to sacrifice to get there faster. For example, we had a house that was about 2,400 square foot, about a half an acre of land in a little neighborhood. But the mortgage was like $1,200 a month or something. So we sold that and moved into a house where the mortgage was like $600 a month, right? So we lowered our bills so that we could make sure we had more cushion and we could get there faster. So there's all kinds of math that goes into that equation. But I think a very good line is, can I pay my bills with my online income? We don't ever recommend anybody quit their job until they get to that point, okay? Then after that, what we would look for, it for us, what made us feel really safe is when we crossed that double our income, right? So we were making $5,000 a month. In July of 2013, I believe it was, we crossed a five-figure month for the first time. We made $15,000. That was triple what we were making in our job. We felt really secure because that gave us 3 months of living expenses right there to do that. Mm-hmm. Once we repeated that, in August, we decided, okay, now let's go all in. We've got plenty of money saved where we can go 6 months a year and we don't have to worry about it. So everybody's a little different, but I would say that the best thing to do is take your take-home pay you make right now, divide that number by 50. $50 a month is a great membership price just to try something, right? And go find that many people to join your thing. And once you get that many people, that's your freedom number, then that's probably a safe place to go give it a shot. And always remember, everybody needs to remember this. Everything but death is reversible. Guys, if we had quit our jobs, we can't unlearn being teachers. We can't lose our college degrees. We can't lose our past life experience. We always could have dusted off the resume and went back to that, right? So it's nothing is all or nothing like we're taught growing up. Just go for it and see what happens. And then when you get there, give it a try. You can always go back and do what you were doing before. No problem.
Okay. Nice. Okay, cool. Well, I really love this advice, and I'm pretty sure the audience will actually love it too, because, you know, everyone thought that, oh, once you are able to, you know, do your own business and all, you got to go all in and you just quit your job once you are starting to earn money. But then after that, what happens next, right? If you were to lose it all, you can go back to a job again and restart again, right?
Yeah,
and by then you are already leveled up because you already have that experience, and you can go back step one, step two, and all the way back to building another business again.
I'm in a mastermind with a guy, and we have a concept that we call the income problem. People look at all business very wrong. Like, God, the only problem you've got to solve is the income problem. All you need is to be able to write down the life you want or the life you live right now and what it costs to do that, and then solve that problem first. Once your income is taken care of, right, then you can go out and you can grow, you can scale, you can do other things. A lot of people are like, I'm going to start a business. I'm going to quit everything, go all in. Really? Like, are you crazy? Like, eat. Stay warm, dry, and fed while you're doing this, and then build it to a point where then you can quit your job and you can still pay your bills. Then you can grow into the life you want. You know, I remember when we quit our job, we realized what was possible. We said, well, what's a great life? What would we want to do? We wrote down everything, all of our dreams. We want to go on a vacation every month. We want to do this. We want to have these cars. We want to do all those things. We wrote down a number. I think it was $25,000 a month. So we just did the same thing we did before. We just divided that number by 50, right? And $25,000, if you divide that by 50, hold on, I'm going to do the math real quick because I taught history, not math. If we divided that by 50, but okay. Right? And that's 500 people. So we were like, okay, well, we need 500 people to pay us every month out of 8 billion on the planet, and we'll live the exact life we want to live every day. And then we realized, wait a minute, we could make $100,000 a month. How many people's that? We went and did that. So like you can pick your number, but the first number is make a living. And then once you can make a living, quit your job and go make a living on the internet.
Okay, cool. Wow, nice. Okay, so now to the main focus of our interview. Shane, how can we actually find our God-given gifts and idea for an online business?
Yeah, man. So I've got training on this I can share with your audience later. But in a very simple way, sure. All you have to do first is find your idea. We're going to turn that into a niche after the end of this process. But you need to find your idea. All ideas for online businesses come from three places. They come from things you love, from things you learned, or things you have lived through. Every online business, especially in the knowledge economy, comes from one of those categories. So what is things you love? Things you love is like your passions, your hobbies, things you're super interested in. And you can take that and you can go online and you can build online communities around that topic. And other people who share your affinity for those things will come to learn from you and to connect with other people in that. Like we had a guy named Kenny Troiano one time, and he came to one of our events, and I met him, and he goes, Shane, I love chickens. That's what I love. Like I'm passionate about chickens. I'm like, what are you talking about? And he said, well, I have a hobby. I raise backyard chickens. You know, I get eggs. I love raising the chickens. We eat some of the chickens, whatever. And he's like, I breed chickens. That's what I love. It's my passion. Do you think I can make a living talking about my love for breeding and raising chickens? And I'm like, well, son, I'm from Kentucky, and I know Colonel Sanders made a lot of money eating chickens. So I think you can make money raising chickens, right? And he starts a business called Bread to Perfection. He launched a podcast, launched a membership. And now he makes over $100,000 a year. He's got 200 and something people paying him like 50 bucks a month every single month. And there's people who are just raising chickens in their backyard. So he turned like his passion, his love for something into like an online business. The things you learned, that's more the category of things like skills, talent, and things you've picked up along the way. Like if you think about me and Jocelyn, like we went to school to be teachers. We started businesses about being teachers, right? So, and doing lesson plans. So we took the things we already had, our passions, our things we'd already learned, and we turned that knowledge into an online business that we could share with other librarians, other teachers, and that's how we made money online. And then there's also things that you've lived through. There's experiences that you've been through. Sometimes these can even be like very painful experiences. We had a student one time, her name was Robin Fern, and she had breast cancer. But after she survived breast cancer, she had survivor's guilt. A lot of the people that she knew had passed away, and she was like, why did I survive? And this like derailed her life for years because she was just so depressed and guilty. So she created an online business where she went back and she created a community of breast cancer survivors who were overcoming survivor's guilt. And she coached them through that. That's a lived experience that she turned into an online business, right? So once you figure out your idea, you then look within that idea to figure out a problem you can solve for people, okay? And then so Kenny, he figured out how to teach people how to raise chickens in your backyard without driving your neighbors crazy. We figured out how to do lesson plans so you didn't have to do them at home. Robin showed people they have a problem. Survivor's guilt is holding their life up, so help them get over that. And then you pick an avatar. You pick a person you want to solve that for. Idea, problem, avatar. That's your niche. So that's the first step. Like once you go and do that, then the mechanics is just getting it online. It's like starting the podcast, getting on a website, building the membership site, what goes inside of it. But that's the first step is figuring out your idea. What do you already have inside of you? That's why we call them God-given gifts. Your passions, your loves, those are gifts. The things you've learned, you've already got it. That's your gift of your life, your lived experience. That's your gift. How do you go use that into the world in the service of others to build an online business?
Okay, got it. Wow, nice. Oh, love it. This is very simple and something that we all don't really practice and don't really go and think about it and really do it. So, well, this is something that I'm pretty sure my audience will really enjoy listening to and also really make an effort to make it happen for themselves, especially if they are really interested in building a business as well. And
sure.
Online, would it be physical products? Would it be information product, or what would you suggest?
I don't do any physical products. I don't do e-commerce. There's just so much risk in ordering products and so many different things like that. We're all about knowledge and community. So these would be digital products. Okay. You would create. Yeah. When people log into your membership, there's often a course area or a training area where you're helping people with education to overcome a certain situation. There's a community area where your students can all interact with each other. People come for the content, but they stay for the community. So you, the engagement with the community itself is going to be a really big deal. And then there's usually some kind of coaching component where you can either coach one to many and help your students that way, or you can even sell higher ticket coaching products to them. So maybe you've got 1,000 people paying you $50 a month, but you might have 10% of those people that it may be paying you $5,000 for a 6-month coaching program or something like that. So the membership model is what we teach. It's all knowledge based. It's super easy and inexpensive to get started in it. And we find that's the faster, better way for most people to get into the online economy is to go into the knowledge industry.
Okay, understand. Well, okay, cool. And just want to ask you is, for the membership-wise, do you reckon WordPress, or do we have to use ClickFunnels or ClickBank or whatever that's available out there?
Yeah, we've coached, I've got millions of downloads and thousands of people have joined our membership, and like we've literally seen every platform out there. I've used ClickFunnels, I've used Infusionsoft, I've used all these other things. Great companies, great products, whatever. But the thing that we recommend is Kajabi. It's the best lowest learning curve, best customer support. You can host a website on it, you can host a membership in it, you can sell products through it, you can basically do everything you need to do with Kajabi. But these all-in-one platforms that are coming out now are just so easy to use. They're clicking, point and click. They do your email marketing for you. They can host your courses. But I was a crash test dummy for this, man. About 3 years ago, my community was like, Shane, we got to figure out a better way than WordPress. This is ridiculous. And I'm like, all right, I'll do it. So I went and just started buying products and launching them. I actually flew to ClickFunnels headquarters and went to an event to see what they do online or in person. We really researched this, and so far the best one we found is Kajabi. We are Kajabi partners. You can check out, what we do. It's if you want to look at Kajabi, it's fliplifestyle.com/Kajabi, KAJABI. But it's the best platform. It's an all-in-one, and it's just easy. It's only like $150 a month. That's like three people paying you $50 a month, right? So you can pay for that pretty easily. So that's the best platform that we recommend now. And I'm jealous of all you new people that start these websites on these platforms, because I remember the days I was up until 4 a.m. trying to figure out why my website was upside down on the screen or something. And you guys got all this point and click and play stuff. So, but I'm glad you got it.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Nice. Thanks for introducing Kajabi. And of course, we will definitely go and check it out. And of course, for those of you who want to learn more, you can actually go to fliplifestyle.kajabi and see what you can actually get from, Shane and how you can actually kickstart your stuff as well. And yeah, you can also click on this link, which I'm going to send it over in this. You guys can actually go in if you want to join the Flip Lifestyle, you want to learn more on how you can actually get your financial freedom and all this other stuff. You can go to this website as well and copy this website, and then after that, get some amazing knowledge and wisdom from Shane in this program.
If you want to drop it in there too, Rayson, they can also go to fliplifestyle.com/Rayson, RAYSON, And I will give everybody like an hour and a half training on that idea stuff I just talked about. Like, that will help them go more examples, deeper process of how they can find their idea for an online business. So that'll be free. If they want to go to fliplifestyle.com/Rayson, R-A-Y-S-O-N, I have a full training, a full course on finding your idea, picking your niche that can make money online, and then taking the next steps to get it launched. So fliplifestyle.com/Rayson, and I'll give everybody my idea training as a thank you for having me on your program today.
Well, thank you so much. Really, really honored and really grateful for this gift for my audience as well. So you guys have heard it. You guys can go and check that out as well. And Shane, I would like to ask you, right? I actually wondered, like, there are so many secrets out there, and I noticed that you have this three secrets. Okay, I would like to ask you, what are the three secrets to planning and launching our online business fast?
Yeah. I mean, the first one is find your idea. Like, just pick an idea. Let go of the perfection. Let go of, I've got to get this right. It doesn't matter what idea you try. It only matters that you try an idea, because you will learn so much that you'll be able to try your second, third, fourth ideas even faster. And getting started is getting started. Don't put it off. Don't try to know everything up front. Just do that. The second thing is use Kajabi. Like, I know I'm beating a dead horse here, but just go out, and you have to be online before you can start an online business. You have to have a website. So, like, go use a simple platform that will let you get online fast. And then the third thing is pre-launch. This is something we teach in the Flip Lifestyle Blueprint. You don't have to have your entire product built. You can literally launch a $50 a month membership if you have a Zoom account, right? Because you got to do is get out there and be able to serve people. So don't try to build your whole product and get this thing done and build it first. We didn't do that. When we launched our lesson plan websites, we said, do you want August lesson plans? They said yes with their wallet. So we made them. Do you want September? They said yes with their wallet. So we made them. And then after the first year, we had them all made, right? So that's the first three things is pick an idea. It doesn't even matter if it's a winning idea or a great idea. So you can learn the process. Get online with a website, not a Facebook page, nothing else. Like, go build a website on something like Kajabi. And then the third thing out there, is pre-launch. Just tell people what you're going to make and say, if you give me money, I'll make it, so you can get paid for your work. Okay. But if you do those three things, you'll be online, you'll start learning, and it'll be, your growth will start happening a lot faster.
Nice. Okay, cool. And I'd like to know, like, because I always believe that, you know, you got to build something first before we actually sell them, right? So can you tell us, like, why we should never build a product or online course until we've already sold it?
Yeah, because it's a way, you don't know if the market's going to respond to it, right? Like, so for example, I could have made a football playbook on a special defense that I could go out and say, you know, this is the best playbook ever. Use my special playbook, right? But nobody, what if nobody cared? What if I spent 3 months making all the videos and all the trainings and all the things, and then, like, nobody bought it? I could have made a sales page in one day that showed what was going to be made in that thing. Like, you're going to have these drills, these playbooks, these things. I could have told an audience already, hey, I'm going to make this. You're going to be the first group in. We're going to have a live call over the next 12 weeks, every week, where you get to ask questions and you get to tell me what you want me to make. I could have already done that in an hour and a half and put it in front of an audience and took payments and got paid to make the thing, right? And I know now that if someone in the market buys it, there's got to be more people out there in the market that can buy it. So we almost never make something first. It's always a pre-launch based on information we've already gathered from a market or an audience. And then we go out and say, here's a page where here's the outline of what we're going to do over the next 8 to 12 weeks. Do you want to be a part of this? And then we sell it so that those people can join and pay us. And then I got my money up front. I don't have to worry about it. I know it's going to sell. And you have to remember too, there's 8 billion people on the planet. If you find one to give you money, there's 101, 1,001, 1,000,001 more out there somewhere. So you need that verification from your minimum viable product in a pre-launch setting to prove the concept before you go put the next 3 months of your life into an endeavor that'll fail, you know? Get the money first and everything else kind of falls in place.
Okay, cool. Got it. So the money, the amount that we set for that particular minimal viable product, is it got to be $50 or we can set any amount that we want, 197, 297, or whatever?
Anything. Yeah. It just depends. Like, we had a pharmacist one time who came in and she was going to teach, she was going to coach pharmacists, where we were like, well, pharmacists make a bunch of money. You should charge like 197 for that membership, right? Because they have a higher price point. People raising chickens might only pay $29. I don't know. But the reason we say 50 again is because I'm very simple and I want to know if people buy 50, then raise your price. If they don't buy it, lower your price. We got to test something, and people get hung up on price too much. And I'm like, guys, go charge $50 a month. See what happens. It may go up, it may go down, but what does it matter if you get 1,000 people to pay you $50 a month? You know, so like, we're going wide, not up with our price. But we have members that charge up to $1,000 a month for sure that we've helped. It just depends on the market. Yeah, but try something first and see what happens.
Okay, got it. And Shane, what's the number one reason most people fail when they're trying to create an online business?
I think people just, I tell you what it is. It's that comparison syndrome, not imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome, we all have all the time, every day. You're going to get up every day going,
right,
do I know what I'm doing in life? No, probably not. We're all making it up as we go. Let's be honest. And, but like, comparison syndrome really gets people because, you know, people will look at what I do. You know, I speak on stages. I spoke in California a couple months ago, 10,000 people. I'm a speaker. I'm a podcaster. I'm writing books. I'm doing YouTube. I'm doing interviews. I'm doing whatever I'm doing. I'm doing all these crazy things, right? And people look at people who are successful and they say, oh, I want to do that. Yeah, you do. You do want to do that. But you got to do what I did before you can do what I do. And people come out of the gate trying to do what I'm doing now. And like, guys, I have a team of 12 people full-time, 30 people that are contractors doing stuff. Like this is, you don't do what we do now. You do what we did in the beginning to build our journey. And if you start there, you've got a chance because you can eat the elephant one bite at a time. But if you try to, if you pick your favorite influencer, pick your favorite podcast or whoever you want to build a business like, if you're trying to do what they're doing now, you're just setting yourself up for failure. It'll be like trying to be Michael Jordan in the NBA before you did freshman basketball. What are you talking about? Right? Like, it's not because we're special. I just been around for over a decade, right? Like, why would you want to try to do that? So come out of the gate slowly. Take your first step. You know, what is the, it's like, you know, what's the Martin Luther King quote? It's like, if you can't, if you got to crawl, crawl. If you got to walk, walk. If you got to run, whatever you can do, just keep moving forward in the beginning and eventually you'll get there. So don't try to bite off too much you can chew. Keep it as simple as possible. Go make your first dollar online, then make your next dollar online, then make more dollars online. And eventually you'll get to the place where you want to be at.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we shouldn't, you know, be so greedy enough to, you know, want to smash all the whole pizza or the cake or the pie inside our mouth straight away. We have to chew them bit by bit, like how a baby.
I would actually even say, though, like I said this earlier, I would sum that up by saying most people who go into trying to start a business in desperation, like I got to quit my job, I got to replace my income, this is my only shot I'm ever going to get, that's probably the people that fail the most. You got to get inspired about the life you're going to create so you're willing to be consistent, prolific, and relentless in the pursuit of that goal. So getting inspired by the goal and then taking your time through the goal is going to help you succeed faster than being desperate and just giving up because the first thing didn't work.
Okay, got it. And Shane, what are the key traits that we must have in order to succeed?
Oh yeah, you got it's, I teach this to all my students. You got to be consistent, prolific, and relentless. Like, you have to consistently be out in the marketplace and create content. You have to prolifically every day. You've got to wake up and think, how am I going to get someone to buy my product today? Right? That's a, you know, Monday through Friday task, Monday through Thursday, if you want the weekend off, I guess. But you got to wake up every day thinking about that. And you got to be relentless. Like, I'm going to be here longer than everyone else you will ever hear on a podcast. That's my mindset, right? Period. Like, whoever, if Racing goes and interviews 500 other people, I'm relentless. I will be here longer than them unless a bus hits me, right? So, like, you have to have that mentality, because I got to show up every day for my students, every day for my customer, every day for my team. I'm passionate about what I want to do. I'm relentless. This is my mission in life, right? Is to help people start online businesses. And if you're consistent, prolific, and relentless, like, those three traits are basically unstoppable, because you're never going to quit. So even when you have the failures, even when you have the successes, you're going to get up the next day and go, okay, what's next? Let's do this. I'm never going to retire. I'm never going to play golf. I'm never going to ride anything around. I want to wake up every day as passionate and happy as I am and enthusiastic about this for the rest of my life, because I'm consistent, prolific, and relentless. So your audience needs to do that too, and they'll make it.
Awesome. Well, we need to have CPR, man.
We breathe life into your business, Rayson. That's right.
Yes, baby. Yes. All right. Well, we need to be consistent, prolific, and relentless in order to succeed in life. And I would like to ask you, right, it's not easy to get audience to come onto your website or come onto your page to just click on that pay now or PayPal link or buy now kind of thing. So what can we do to actually go out and find our audience and drag them back to our website?
Yeah, I mean, there's only two ways to success. You can roll up your sleeves or you can open your wallet, okay? You can work your way in, okay, or you can buy your way in, right? So depending on the resources you have, if you have time resources, maybe you don't have a lot of money resources, then being consistent on content creation, like, get out in the marketplace, be there every week, every day, like, sharing on social media, doing those things. And also getting out and building relationships, doing, like, me and you hanging out, be a guest on other people's shows, like, serve other people, like, try to offer them spots on your shows, like, whatever you can do to get your name out there in front of other audiences, go do that. You've got to, like, put in the hours, put in the time, put in the work. If you have money resources, maybe you've got some, you know, extra disposable income, buy ads. I mean, just buy ads. I mean, if you have a $50 a month membership and you can spend $100 to get a customer and people stay an average of 6 months, then you just made, what was that? Like $200 extra bucks. Like, you made more money than you spent on the ad to get the customer. Right. So just go out and spend the money. But that's really it, guys. I mean, people always want, like, the magic sauce. You can podcast, you can YouTube, you can blog, you can Facebook, you can Instagram, you can do all the things. It doesn't matter. They all work. There's millionaires in every space. But it boils down to put in the time, put in the work, or go and spend money. Go buy people's courses so you can get there faster, right? So you can learn how to do things quicker and not figure it out on your own. Make the investments of time and treasure, and you'll eventually make it. You have to invest money to make money. A lot of the people I see that fail, they say like 80% of businesses fail or something like that, like 90% of businesses fail. Yeah, it's because those are the 80-90% of people who are, like, cheap and won't put in enough work. Like, they're gone, right? It's the people who invest the time, make the sacrifices early on, that make it. It's the people that invest their money to make more money that make it. So roll up your sleeves, open your wallet, get to work.
Awesome. Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that. We'll definitely do that and make you proud. We'll make you proud. Make mama proud.
There you go. Well, I made Jocelyn proud, my wife. Make Jocelyn proud of everybody.
Yes. Let's do that. Let's do that and make 2023 a greater year than before. And of course, as we are coming to the end of our podcast, I have one last question for you, bro. And that is this. Imagine this, Shane. You suddenly lose everything, your money, your reputation, and even your assets, right? So what will you do from day one to day 30 to save yourself?
That's fascinating. So you said I lost my reputation? So I lost everything. Yes. I got nothing left. That's just straight nothing.
Yes.
I would still start an online business because it only takes probably $300 to $500 a month to be able to run this whole business, that model, to run the membership model online, right? So there's nothing out there possible that you can get into like that. If I lost my reputation, I would probably have to go partner with someone who could be on the camera and on the microphone and start a new podcast or I could blog anonymously. My wife's first blog was an anonymous blog. So here's what I would do. I would probably start an anonymous blog. That way I wouldn't have to worry about hiring anybody. And I would pick a space that I knew I could create content in. So let's imagine I would start a new website. I'm a teacher, so I'd have to lean into that. And I would start a website for homeschoolers who would start lesson plans, because that's what I would do, right? I would go create a U.S. history homeschool website. I would write a homeschool blog and just talk. I've done homeschooling once, but I'm not an expert at it, but I would just study it and write blog posts about it in an anonymous way about homeschooling. I'd go out and I'd start using social media to grow an audience for that. So I could be totally anonymous. And then I would sell a monthly membership to homeschoolers for $19 a month. And I'd go try to get, I don't know, 500 homeschoolers on the planet to buy my U.S. history lesson plan website for that. So that's what I'd do. I would just follow my exact blueprint. But since you told me I've ruined my reputation, I would have to do it in an anonymous way. So that's what I would do. I would just lean into my God-given gifts. I'd be totally anonymous on the internet. And I would go out and build an audience through blogging and Google search. That's what I would do.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Okay. Well, definitely respect you on that to actually restart with anonymous name, and then after that getting yourself famous and get
you don't have to be famous people. You don't have to be famous. It only takes a thousand people a month reading your blog can produce 100 people a month to pay you $50 a month. So like, you don't have to be famous. We just got to find the right people that want the problem and the solution that we can solve for them. So it's not about being an influencer. It's about having actual influence over people's lives.
Nice. And yeah, technically you're famous for that 100 people or that 1,000 people that reads your blog.
They think you're famous. And, that's all that matters. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Wow. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Shane, for so much golden nuggets and wisdom that you have actually put in our podcast. You have shared with us a ton of value. We really appreciate it. And last but not least, where can our audience find you on social media?
Yeah, on social media, you can follow me on Twitter, either at Shane_Sams or at FlippedLS. That's our Twitter feeds. We're also on Facebook as well. And again, go to flippedlifestyle.com/Raison, RAYSON. Flipped, FLIPPED. And I've got a free course for everybody. We'll help you find and use your God-given gifts, turn that into an idea that you can use to start, build, and grow an online business of your own. That's flippedlifestyle.com/Raison. And I've got that free gift for everybody for tuning in today.
All right. Awesome. Okay. So for those of you who want to know more, just go to that website that Shane has mentioned, and I'm pretty sure you guys are gonna get a ton of value from there. And to be honest, when I attended it, the first 5 minutes have already impacted me, and it changed my mindset on ideas and how you can actually create those ideas and make them something of value to the people around you. All right. So with that, I would like to thank each and everyone for tuning in, and stay tuned for the upcoming episodes, because we're going to have legendary David Meltzer on the podcast, and we are even going to have founder of Teach Henley, okay, and also co-founder Alpha M coming soon onto the podcast. So with that, have a great evening, have a great morning in US and Europe and any parts of the world that you're watching, and stay tuned. All right, take care. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode of The Regacy Show.
I hope it has enlightened you. I hope it has brought you to an epiphany where you realize that this is where you want to go and this is what you want to do. So I hope you will continue to support and also at the same time like, comment and share this episode out to your people, to your family, your friends, and not forgetting that we have just created a Telegram group. It's called the Legacy Show Family. So you can go and check it out and let us know how you find this group is serving you. All right. So with that, I would like to thank you once again. See you and stay tuned for another episode of the Legacy Show.